Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane.
It's Superman.
Today, eat Kellogg's Pep, the Super Cereal. Super as in Superman.
Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. Kellogg's Pep, the Super Cereal, presents The Adventures of Superman.
Today, Superman, taken unconscious from the sea by Batman and Robin, lies limp and motionless in the bottom of the Batboat as his friends bend over him anxiously.
Hold a flashlight on him, Robin.
Right. How's that?
Good enough. Quiet now.
Well, Batman?
It looks bad.
What do you mean?
I can't feel any pulse. Robin, I think Superman is dead.
Say, get out your Pep photos of movie and sports stars. The photos you get as a prize, one in every package of Kellogg's Pep, the Super Cereal. Look at your photo of Peggy Ann Garner, the 20th Century Fox star. Notice how natural she looks. You might even think she was one of the crowd you go around with.
Right. Pep gives you candid camera-sized photos of 24 outstanding stars. Like Peggy Ann Garner and Dana Andrews starred in so many Sam Goldwyn movies. And the All-American halfback, Charlie Trippi.
In fact, you'll want to collect all 24 photos in this series, and fast. So trade your duplicate photos with friends. And here's the way to pack every swap with excitement. Yes, play Photo Swap. Later in the program, we'll show you how it's played.
And remember, you get a prize photo in every package of Pep. Those golden flakes of good whole wheat. Good? Why, Pep's so delicious in the morning, you wish you had a spoon for each hand.
That's Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. Kellogg's Pep, the Super Cereal. Super as in Superman.
And now, The Adventures of Superman. Aroused by a brutal attack on the elderly proprietor of a little candy store who had defied a gambling syndicate, Editor Perry White, newly elected mayor of Metropolis, swore he would rid the city of an evil punchboard racket by which school children were fleeced of their nickels and dimes and sometimes led into serious trouble. Accompanied by Lois Lane, girl reporter, White visited the boss of the racket, a soft-spoken, evil-looking man named Joe Solitaire, who had his headquarters on a palatial gambling ship anchored 3 miles offshore. After ordering the gambler to remove his punchboards from Metropolis, White and Lois started back to shore in a launch and were cut down in the darkness by a high-powered speedboat piloted by one of Solitaire's henchmen. An excellent swimmer, Lois managed to reach shore. Then, as Superman, Kent began a search for the gray-haired editor. But suddenly, high over the dark sea, he was mysteriously stricken. And, losing his power to stay aloft, he plunged down into the black water, where he lost consciousness. As we continue now, the famous Batman and Robin have found Superman and dragged him abroad their powerful, oddly shaped Batboat, where young Robin holds a flashlight as Batman desperately applies artificial respiration to their unconscious friend.
One, two, three, out! One, two, three, in.
Any luck, Batman?
Not yet, Robin. One, two, three, out. One.
Jeepers, you've been working
two,
on him for about an
three,
hour.
In, I know. And I can't understand it. I was sure nothing could happen to Superman.
That's what I always thought.
Wait a minute.
What's up?
I think... Yes. I can feel a pulse beat.
Are you sure?
It's very faint, but it's there all right. Yes, he's alive, Robin. He's alive.
Oh, boy, that's swell.
Quick, get a blanket from the cabin. We'll wrap him in it and rush him back to shore.
Right. One blanket coming up.
Step on it, chum. He's coming, too.
Half a sec.
What? Where?
No. Take it easy, Superman. Don't try to talk yet.
Oh, Batman.
Right. Just take it easy now.
Here you are. Two blankets, warm and woolly.
Good. Robin.
Hi, old-timer.
Come on, son. Help me cover him.
Right. Boy, did you give us a bad moment, Superman.
And how?
What happened?
That's what we want to know. A Coast Guard cutter found your cape floating in the harbor. Then we came out here and found you.
Yeah, and you were out like a light, too. No pulse, nothing.
What happened to you?
I don't know, Batman.
No idea at all?
No, I suddenly lost my strength when I... Great Scott, now I remember. I was looking for Perry White. Has he been found?
Not yet.
Oh, great heavens, I've got to get up. Well, help me, please.
Well, all right. Catch him, Batman. He's going to fall.
Oh, I've got him. But what's the matter with me?
I don't know. Get you to a hospital and find out. Robin, start the motor.
No, wait. I've got to find Perry White. Just hold me up a minute till I get my strength back.
Look, Superman, you've got to face facts. Mr. White's been missing for several hours. We've combed these waters, and so have the Coast Guard and the Marine Police, and there's no sign of him. I'm afraid White's been drowned.
Oh, no. Don't say that.
It's the only answer.
No, I won't believe it until I see him. I've got... Oh, what's the matter with me? All my strength is gone.
Look, we've got to get you to a hospital.
No,
Robin, get this tub underway fast.
Aye, Skip.
Look, hospitals aren't for me, Batman. I don't get sick as ordinary people do.
Well, there's something wrong with
yes,
you.
Yes, I know, something. Something queer and unexplainable struck me down while I was flying over the water out here.
What was it?
I don't know, but I've got to find out. Now, look. Tell Robin to head for the Coast Guard station in the harbor. I've got to... Oh.
Superman! What happened, Batman?
He passed out again.
Holy cats, is he...
No, he's breathing all right. Got to get him ashore in a hurry. Give her all she's got.
Here we go. Full throttle.
Meanwhile, in the handsomely appointed stateroom of his palatial gambling yacht, the Lady Luck, which is anchored 3 miles out to sea beyond the jurisdiction of the law, Joe Solitaire, king of the punchboard syndicate, sits at a card table playing his favorite game, solitaire, standing quietly behind him as his deft, carefully manicured hands manipulate the cards, is his burly henchman, Muscles McGraw.
Black 8 on red 9... Diamond deuce on the ace. It's going all right. Everything's going all right tonight, Muscles. Everything.
I don't know how you can say that, boss, when that newspaper dame, Miss Lane, she didn't get drowned.
Perry White did. He was the one I wanted out of the way.
Yeah, I know, but...
Do you know how much we can take from punch boards, Muscles? Guess from the punch boards and the candy stores near the schools?
How much, boss?
About 500,000 school kids in Metropolis. If each kid buys only one chance a week on a board, we pick up $25,000.
25 G's a week?
Uh-huh. It's $1,300,000 a year. Now, if we can make each kid average 2 chances a week, our take will be over $2.5 million a year.
Wow. Then what we got to do is see that every candy store in Metropolis puts in more of our boards, huh, boss?
Right, Muscles. Now with our new reform mayor, Perry White, at the bottom of the ocean, we can do it. I'm counting on you to put the heat on the storekeepers to put in our boards. Make them understand they've got to sell the kids on taking chances.
Tell them they can win bicycles, huh?
Sure, bicycles, cameras, fountain pens, everything. Every once in a while, we'll print phony names and addresses of kids who supposedly won.
What a racket. Easy, like stealing from a blind man's cup.
See who that is, Muscles.
Okay, boss.
Hiya, Muscles, old boy.
What do you want?
Want to see Joe Solitaire. That's what. Out of my way.
Just a minute.
Who is it, Muscles?
That rich playboy, Billy Mayville.
I know what he wants.
What do you want, Mayville?
I want Joe to meet a friend of mine.
Yeah? What friend?
This one behind me, see?
Shh.
He's sleeping now. Can't talk.
Where? What? Holy mackerel. Hey, boss, come here, quick.
What is it, Muscles?
Look on the floor.
Nice fella. We found him in the water. Picked him up on the way here in our boat.
Great snakes. It's Perry White.
Their eyes literally popping from their heads. Joe Solitaire and Muscles McGraw stare down at the limp, dripping form of editor Perry White. Is he alive? We'll be back in a moment for the startling climax of today's episode. So keep listening. Say, maybe there's somebody on the next block you want to meet, but you don't know just how to break the ice. Well, chances are you're both collecting those 24 pep photos of famous movie and sports stars. So why not try this? March right up to him and say, photo swap.
Then he'll say, yup. And after you swap two photos off the top, your friend's all right. You'll both have a pack of fun collecting all 24 photos in this great series of movie and sports stars.
Remember, you get these candid camera-sized photos as an exclusive Pep prize. One in every package of Kellogg's Pep, the super cereal.
Right. Stars like Hedy Lamarr of United Artists Movies and George McAfee, the great halfback of the Chicago Bears.
Yes, sir. To get a complete collection of all 24 stars, play the exciting game of photo swap.
Now, here's all you do. Carry with you the duplicates you want to swap. Then, when you meet a collector pal, you both haul out your photos and hold them face down in your hand. Okay, here's what you say. Hey, photo swap?
Yup.
Then swap two off the top. Now, you trade the two top photos in your hand. That's all there is to it. You swap photos. You get two other photos for your collection.
Now be sure you get your photo from every package of Pep, those catchy flakes of good whole wheat. And be sure you have a good grip on yourself at breakfast so you don't gobble up your Pep in gulps. It's that delicious.
That's Kellogg's Pep, the sunshine cereal. Kellogg's Pep, the super cereal. Super as in Superman.
Now, back to the adventures of Superman.
At the threshold of the private stateroom on his gambling yacht, Joe Solitaire and his henchman, Muscles McGraw, stare down at the wet, limp body of Perry White, new mayor of Metropolis, whose death they had planned earlier that evening. Billy Mayville, a wealthy playboy, smiles happily as he explains.
Johnny Saw and me, we were coming out here to play roulette in our boat. And we see this fella in the water, so we pull him aboard.
He's alive, boss.
You sure, Muscles?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Of course he's alive.
Tell me, Mabel, who else was on your boat?
Nobody. Just me and Johnny.
I see. You know who this man is?
Nope. Haven't the slightest idea. Look, Joe, me and Johnny want to play a little roulette, see? You take care of this poor fella, huh?
You bet we will, and huh?
Shut up, Muscles. Of course, Mr. Meagle. You run along and have a good time. We'll take care of this fellow.
That's fine. Thank you very much, Joe, old boy. I knew I could depend on you.
Boy, ain't it lucky the cops didn't find him.
Yes, this was a break. Bring him into my cabin, Muscles. We've got a finishing job to do.
Swiftly, Solitaire's burly henchman lifts the unconscious Perry White and carries him into the cabin. Then the gambler closes and locks the door behind them. A stroke of fate has delivered the gray-haired mayor, saved from a watery grave, back into the hands of his assassins. What possibly can save Perry White now?
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, the adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Comics magazine and is brought to you Monday through Friday at this same time by Kellogg's Pep, the super cereal. Say, are you a candy maker?
What do you mean? I'm an announcer, I hope.
Well, then you'd better announce to your family that you'd like someone to make you Rice Krispies Marshmallow Squares. Crunchy, light as a feather marshmallow squares. Golden all through with toasted bubbles of rice. Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Sure, that very same breakfast cereal is doubling for candy in a terrific way.
I'm for it. When do we eat?
Today. Just get somebody to fix you Rice Krispies Marshmallow Squares. The quick, easy recipes right on the package of Kellogg's Rice Krispies. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.